Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. We're playing catch-up today with this story on Bowling Green Independent Schools, which became the first school system to reach the lifetime cap of $36,000 in state reimbursements for local food purchases. Food system director Kim Simpson says they're all about buying local.
I believe I started working with Jackson's Orchard to begin with and purchasing apples. And it just grew from there. And then when the restaurant rewards program came on, I think we were one of the first school districts to take part in that. And it just kind of grew from there.
Simpson says in season, she visits farmers markets almost every week.
And I've just built relationships with the farmers. And as some of them have come on with new products, like I have a farmer that supplies hydroponic tomatoes for us year round.
Part of the Kentucky Proud program, Restaurant Rewards provides incentives for schools to explore local purchasing. Ann Simpson says they work through some of the requirements that farmers face with these sales.
We require some documentation as far as the GAP training and things like that. A lot of these farmers have never had to invoice a governmental entity before, so there's some paperwork that has to be done. And it's been a learning curve with some of them on how we can accept product as far as how it comes to our door.
More in a minute. We'll be right back.
During the holiday season, the answer to all of your food or gift ideas is Kentucky Proud. Kentucky Proud represents food products that are made by Kentucky farm families. Kentucky Proud products also make for great gifts that everyone will enjoy. Visit KentuckyProud.com for a listing of retail stores in your area for all of your holiday needs. Kentucky Farm Families, feeding Kentucky, feeding the world. Sponsored by the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
Bowling Green Independent Schools became the first school system ever to reach that $36,000 lifetime cap of state reimbursements available through the Kentucky Proud Buy Local program. On one hand, that's an accomplishment for Kim Simpson. On the other, no more cost share.
Right, that's correct. But that's a little less paperwork for me because I probably had a half-inch stack of invoices each month that I had to copy and get to the state.
But big picture, she feels that paperwork was no big deal at all. Well worth the trouble considering the food and nutrition provided their students.
It absolutely is. I mean, when you get a product that was just picked that morning or the day before, and it's fresh and juicy, and you know exactly where it came from, you know the person that grew it. It's just so much better than buying something that was trucked all the way across the United States or even from a foreign country.
Kim Simpson, Food Service Director, Bowling Green Independent Schools. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.